San Francisco's Chinatown once had five thriving banquet halls that served as gathering places for the community. Now only two are left. They've been replaced by modern, high-end restaurants that have brought critical acclaim to the neighborhood, but largely don't serve the same diners. For a look at the impact on the community and what some officials are doing to change it, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by San Francisco Chronicle food writer Janelle Bitker. Janelle, good to talk to you again today. So the three restaurants that have closed are the Empress of China, the Four Seas Restaurant, and Gold Mountain Restaurant. What kinds of events would they host?
Oh, well, back in the day, Chinese wedding banquets were a really big thing. They would bring in 500 to 900 people. But then over the years, those have become less and less popular. But they still host meetings, Lunar New Year luncheons, wedding and ginger parties, family association gatherings. Community leaders say the ones that remain still host hundreds of events a year.
So one of the new ones is the Michelin-starred Mr. Jew's, a very different kind of restaurant. Where are people going instead?
As far as which banquet restaurants are left?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Far East Cafe and New Asia are the only two left in Chinatown.
So if you can talk, you wrote about what the loss means to the community, how it's not just losing a restaurant and getting, you know, a fancy new one instead, but the community loses something else.
Yeah, part of it's cultural and part of it's economic. Community leaders were telling me that these huge banquet restaurants are really a pathway for a lot of the fresh immigrants that arrive and move to Chinatown, and they're low income. They don't speak a lot of English, and these banquet restaurants are big employers for that population. And then a lot of the employees at these restaurants tend to live in the area, shop in the area, eat in the area, and a lot of the customers similarly will spend a lot of time in Chinatown. So there are concerns that the people who are working at a place like Mr. Jew's or eating at a place like Mr. Jew's maybe just drive in, park, eat, and leave.
There are lots of event spaces, certainly, in San Francisco. What makes these banquet halls, the old banquet halls, different?
Well, there aren't really any other event spaces in Chinatown specifically, so that's why these banquet restaurants have served that purpose. Chinatown is really dense. Lots of people live there, but the spaces tend to be very, very small. The other restaurants often seat maybe 40 people, or they are boba shops that don't have any seats at all, or they're the little grocery stores. So for that community, the banquet restaurants are really all they have to gather.
Janelle, good to talk to you. Thanks for the time. A really compelling read in the Chronicle today. San Francisco Chronicle food writer Janelle Bitker.